In this interview, John, who's one of the organisers of Shelter Sea Solidarity Actions in Cork, talks about some of the actions they've been carrying out over the last week or so. And then at the end, he addresses the issue of Shelter Sea protesters with English accents that some of the media have been trying to stir up trouble around.
A couple of weeks ago, when we heard that the guards were being sent into terrorists from all over Ireland, we kind of felt like, you know, not all of us could obviously go up to Rossport, but we wanted to do something to help them up there. So we organised the Shelter Sea things. Then I think we got news that the guards from Cork had been up there to try and break the blockade. So we organised a picket at the Garda station first off, I think, and about 20 people at that. You know, banners saying things like "Stop Garda brutality in Mayo. If you're not outraged, you're not paying attention." Got a leafleted a lot of cars, got a good bit of public support, done a number of pickets and blockades on petrol stations in Blackpool, Blackrock, and also there's been a few blockades of depots. There's a depot down the marina in Cork, also a Shell depot after the airport, which was blockaded on Wednesday, and Sinn Féin did a blockade of the marina a couple of days before that. We made a decision to step up our tactics as things escalate in Rossport. So rather than just picketing now, we're going for blockades all the time. We blockaded the Shell garage this morning that I think you heard about, which was got a good bit of coverage. Got quite hairy a couple of times when people, angry drivers, driving at the blockade to get through into the garage. I call it early morning stress more than anything. Guards came along, two cars, flashing lights, you know. They said that we couldn't just stand there, but it was all right for us to walk about, so we changed from a stationary blockade to a moving blockade. A lot of cars were choosing not to go into the garage when they saw us. A few did want to come in. The guards kind of assisted them to come in. We just tried to make it as difficult as we could. So I suppose we were there till about 9 o'clock. We started at 7:30. We've been going for early morning actions mainly, just, I don't know, because people have work and stuff like that. And it's a great way to get up in the morning. It's an action first thing before breakfast. We've got an interview this morning with 96FM and the Evening Echo. So the media seem to be quite interested in what we're doing at the moment. And, you know, we're going to just exploit that as much as we can while that window's open. Doing a picket in Daunt Square, sort of action information stall, hand out leaflets things in Daunt Square tomorrow, and we've got a meeting again next Wednesday. So, you know, there's a definite buzz out there around this, you know. I've found that people I'm talking to are like, yeah, really, right? You know, there's a sort of interest there that hasn't been there around other issues, and especially young people, I notice they're really, you know, turned on to it, eager to get involved. It's like people are sort of feeling, looking for something almost that gives their lives a bit of meaning and a bit of excitement, and this is the sort of thing that can do that.
Just listening to you, an obvious thing I think to bring up is that on indie media and indeed in some of the mainstream papers, you've had commentators going on about hearing English accents at the blockade in Rossport, and you fairly obviously have an English accent yourself. I mean, what do you say to that sort of criticism?
Well, I say I've lived in Cork 13 years now. I'm effectively a refugee from England. I left at the end of a very oppressive conservative government. Huge numbers of people left England in the 80s and 90s to come to Ireland and other places because of that, you know, Margaret Thatcher, John Major thing. I can look at what's going on in Rossport and I can relate it to my own experiences in my country of birth and things that are going on around the world in places like Nigeria, in South America. You know, and so what if I've got an English accent? I'm supporting the people of Erris in their struggle. They're on the front line defending our Atlantic seaboard from exploitation. And, you know, bloody, it doesn't matter whether you're Hungarian, Polish, Irish, Nigerian or what, we should all be out there defending. And any sort of comment like that is just, you know, I'd say it's just designed to kind of turn people off getting involved because This is an international issue. It's local, it's international, and it's international. And, you know, it affects everyone, no matter where we're from.